Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in at 7 p.m., 319-527-6204. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. Amen? So now at this time, I'm going to share a short prayer. And after the prayer, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
glory. God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. God of hosts, you are the great God of hosts, the commander of armies, who is a king like you, full of glory and might, whose voice instructs those in battle on behalf of your children. You are a king, both strong and mighty, fierce in battle. Lift up your heads, all you gates and all you ancient doors. Lift up and see that the King of Glory is here. The God of hosts is this king. He is the commander of all and worthy of my highest praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Of the universe, I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand, and if you believe on my word, can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand, and if you believe on my word, just let me be who I am for you. And if there's a need,
I am.
When you are sick,
I am.
You're overwhelmed in the moment right now, but
I am.
You can't see. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed.
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Yes, sir.
God says, headache right now, but
I am.
My body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody say, God says, and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. God of hosts, You are the great and powerful King. Kings see you and bow down. Armies tremble in your presence and respond to your call. Yet I often dismiss you as if you were not present. I go about my business with little or no regard for how my thoughts or actions impact you and your kingdom. Forgive me for my lack of honor and respect to you, for you are worthy of all praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. And after this selection, I will come back with our daily bread and scriptural reading. Amen. Praise God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Oh yeah.
His presence is in the room. Healings and miracles manifest. A breakthrough, a blessing, the gifts of the Spirit in full effect. Witness the anointing and the angels protect. Believe it and receive.
Deep inside of me, I can feel the fire burning. My heart.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Your Personal Savior. Your Personal Savior. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew's chapter 1, verse 23. And it says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Amen. And the writer says, throughout history, God has appeared to be far away to most people. Even when he came down, when he came to dwell among the Israelites in a pillar of cloud and fire. Then, in the tabernacle and temple, they were still separated from his holy presence and had only a vague and impersonal understanding of him. But that all changed when Jesus came. The Lord was no longer distant. He was with us personally, living in flesh, suffering the same pains and weaknesses you and I experience, and understanding how we feel. Yet he also displayed his power as Almighty God, healing the sick, casting out demons, calming the storms, and gaining the ultimate victory over sin and death. His very name, Jesus, means the Lord of salvation. He is not only with us in our suffering, but is also the activity working force of deliverance from it. Now, this is the Savior you celebrate this Christmas, Jesus, your Emmanuel, not a deity who is distant, unconcerned, or unaware of what you face. Rather, he is the God who is intimately with you and actively working to help you in his perfect power and wisdom. Amen? So know him and rest in his care. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. So let us pray. Jesus, my Savior and Emmanuel, I praise and worship your wonderful name forever. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory for the reading of his mighty word. So at this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Your power. We need your power. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yes, yes, yes. And your mighty power. There's nothing you can't do. And your awesome majesty.
Come on, calling for a worshiping people. for who he is. We praise him for what he's done. Come on, worship him. He is the God that brought you out.
Amen. Praise be to God. God of hosts, thank you for securing my salvation. When you make your face shine on me, I experience all I need to gain. Every victory, because of you and what you have already accomplished for me at Calvary. I don't fight for victory. I fight from victory. The battle has already been won for me by the God of hosts, who defeated Satan and disarmed him, making a mockery of him when Christ rose from the dead. Thank you for being the strong and mighty commander of the armies of the angels, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure. I'm all worn out. I'm all worn out.
Amen. Praise be to God. Revelation knowledge. And now it is time for our Jesus Light of the World reflections. And we are now in day 7, which is entitled The Light of Life. And the scripture reading for this message tonight is coming from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, and it says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. The text for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And it says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you." Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is The Light of Life. The writer says, "Our church meets the first Sunday of Advent for a Christian service, followed by a tea party. England, at this time of year, can feel damp and dreary. So embracing the light of Christ through the symbol of a Christianal, brings not only cheers, but also hope. As the church is darkened, we sit in expectant silence as each child holds a Christ tingle, which is an orange tie with a red ribbon. It has a light white candle on top and is poked with 4 toothpicks holding raisins. The orange symbolizes the world. The candle points to the light of Christ. The red ribbon marks his blood. And the raisins represent the fruits of the earth. Seeing the many flames dotted around the room makes me thankful for Christ's light in the darkness. God told his people, the Israelites, that he was their light. The glory of the Lord rises to shine on you in Isaiah 60 and 1. Although the earth had been shrouded in darkness, God would beckon nations to himself through his light in their midst, in verses 2 through 3. In the New Testament, God's son Jesus revealed himself as the light of the world, saying that whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, John 8 and 12. Feel like we're surrounded by darkness, we can trust that God shines his light through Jesus. We can hold on to the truth that with him, we'll always have the light of life. Amen? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Question: how has Jesus brought light into your life? And how could you share his light with other people today? Think about those two questions. Amen? Let us pray. Jesus, light of the world, shine on me, that I might spread your light in my community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our reflection on the light of life. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. John 1, 4 through 5. C.S. Lewis says, once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world. Ruth Carter Stapleton said, Christmas is most truly Christmas when we celebrate it by giving the light of love to those who need it most. Amen? Luke 2 and 14 says, glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Amen. John 12 and 46 says, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. Amen. Tony Evans said, those who do not turn on the light called Jesus Christ are walking in a dark world, and they do not know they are spiritually dead. But they do not have to be like that. All they have to do is turn on the light called Jesus. All they have to do is listen to him and follow him. They will never stumble again. And they will see clearly. Amen. John 1 and 14 says, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Praise be to God. Amen. And day 8 will be tomorrow. So if you want to hear about the devoted, tune in tomorrow for our reflection of Jesus, the light of the world. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God, Spirit of Him. Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we are going into our second hour of Pray One for Another. Unfortunately, our speaker will not be with us this evening. So I will play a couple of inspirational music, and then afterwards I will bring a short message. Amen. Praise be to God.
You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out the praise. Last time. Would somebody clap your hands. This is a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
God, once again, our Lady Nadine will not be giving the lesson tonight. She's sick with the flu. So I will continue playing our inspirational music. And at 7:30, I will come with a short word. Amen. Praise God.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place. Forgiving sin, interceding, the heart of the Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory.
I'm in the presence. I'm taking off and fly. My Savior draws nigh. My spirit's on high. I'm living
happy and free.
Happy and free.
You to turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 16 through 17. Amen. And it says, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Give me 1 second. Amen. Amen. We don't supposed to have any controversy about the birth of Christ. Amen. So as I read those two scriptures, 16 and 17. But although the early Christians had access to the Old Testament and freely used it, they did not yet have the New Testament or any other Christian books to study. Their stories and teachings about Christ were memorized and passed on from person to person. And sometimes the teachings were set to music. And so music began an important part of Christian worship and education. Thankful people can worship wholeheartedly. Gratitude opens our hearts to God's peace and enables us to put on love. Discontent people constantly calculate what's wrong with their lot in life. To increase your thankfulness, take an inventory of all you have, including your relationships, memories, abilities, and family, as well as material possessions. Use the inventory for prayers of gratitude. On Sunday before worship, quit rushing around. Instead, take time to reflect on reasons for thanks. Declare Sunday as your thanks, faith, and hope day. And celebrate God's goodness to you. And ask in prayer for all your needs for the week ahead. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, meaning bringing honor to Christ in every aspect and activity of daily living. As a Christian, we represent Christ at all times. Wherever we go and whatever we say, what impression do people have of Christ when they see or talk with you? What changes would you make in your life in order to honor Christ? Think about those questions. Amen. Praise be to God. So, several years ago, the editor of a well-known London newspaper sent a letter of inquiry to 100 important men, asking them one question. Suppose you were sent to prison for 3 years and could take only 3 books with you. Now, which 3 would you choose? Please state them in order of their importance. Out of those replies, 98 put the Bible first on their list. The Bible is an all-time bestseller. The readers of the Bible have discovered that it is not just a book of the month. It is the book of life, eternal, unchanging, ever dependable. There is no reason then for surprise that the Apostle Paul told the Colossian Christians to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of Christ could refer to Christ as the living word, for as the prologue to John's gospel points out, Christ is the eternally living word. But Paul could also have been referring to the written word of God. The words of Christ were being collected and kept and circulated by that time. And Paul's own words were gathered into the Bible, where they became the word of God. Now in Colossians 3, focuses on Christian life. Already, we have given attention to some things that should be removed from, as well as things that must be added to. The Christian life, undergirding it all, is the fact that the Word of God should fill the Christian's life. What happens when God's Word dwells in you? Amen? Think about that. What happens when God's Word dwells in you? And my text for this message tonight is coming from Colossians 3:16-17. And it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonition one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving Father, during this time of the year, we are reminded over and over of the generosity of your gift to us in Jesus Christ. Tonight we bow with the wise men of old and bring to him the gifts of our love, our praise, and our treasures. Accept our offerings and bless them for the use of proclaiming the good news of Christ to the ends of the earth. In his name we pray. Now, Father, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Praise be to God. As I say, the message is short and sweet. When God's word dwells in you, it enriches you. It becomes a part of life. It gives richness to life. An atheist stood in one of England's Great Mile complexes, hammering the mill workers about the inadequacies of the Bible and the myth and fable and fables in the Word of God. An old uneducated mill hand interrupted him by saying that until recently, he had been a vile sinner. He was a curse to himself, a curse to his family, and a curse to all who knew him. Then he heard the blessed story of Jesus and opened his heart to Jesus as his Savior. After that, He was a happy man and a blessing to his family. He was a new man and lived a new life. Then he asks that if the Bible were false, what had happened to his soul? And what happened to his heart? What had brought him out of the depths of the miry and set him up before the Lord with his feet on a rock? The atheist had no answer. Amen. So when God's word dwells in you, it educates you. It brings all wisdom. It is to be taught. God's word can be taught as a means of instructions in living. Two teenagers grew up in Dallas. Both were rough and troublesome. The faithful Sunday school teacher of one of the boys contacted him every week for a year. But the other teacher felt that he did not need that type of boy in his class. The first boy was saved and is now the director of evangelism for a state convention of Southern Baptists. And the other boy is said to have assassinated President John F. Kennedy. God's word can be taught through music. Some of our favorite theology is taught through the music we sing. The book of Psalms is a treasure of music and poetry that tells of God's dealings with persons and of persons' experience with God. It admonishes us to proper belief and action, and it brings grace and truth into life. When God's word dwells in you, it encourages you. All things that Christians do are to be done in Christ's name, by his authority. This includes the things we say. This includes the things we do. And all things that Christians do are to be done in gratitude. Praise be to God. In gratitude. And we must not only do no hurt to anyone, but do what good we can to all. Those who are the elect of God, holy and beloved, ought to be lowly and compassionate towards all. While in this world, where there is so much corruption in our hearts, quarrels will sometimes rise. But it is our duty to forgive one another. Imitating the forgiveness through which we are saved. So let the peace of God rule in your hearts. It is of his working in all who are his. Thanksgiving to God helps to make us agreeable to all men. The gospel is the word of Christ. Many have the word, but it dwells in them poorly. It has no power over them. The soul prospers when we are full of the scripture and of the grace of Christ. But when we sing songs, ooh, praise be to God, we must be affected with what we sing. Whatever we are implored about, let us do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in believing, dependency on him, those who do all in Christ's name will never want matter of thanksgiving to God, even the Father. And as I bring this message to a close, as I said, short and sweet. And my conclusion is, when God's word dwells in you, it makes you a new kind of person. The word of God cannot dwell in the same life where deceitfulness, sin, and rebellion dwells. I hope this message was a blessing to you as it was on to me. And hopefully our teacher, Lady Nadine, will be back with us on next week. Amen. Oh, no, don't go out. Come back here. Praise the Lord. Now, these computers go to sleep at the wrong time. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, brothers and sisters, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And next step is that you ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our short message for tonight. I'd like to say hello to our very own Barbara A. Amore. God bless you. How are you this evening?
Hey, man. Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed, a little swollen. But other than that, I'm blessed. And like I said, I won't complain. And my baby is over there sleeping because he's feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry. He went to the doctor today, right? He took him to the doctor.
Yes, and she gave him 1, 2, 3 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then she gave me like you might as well say it's a Tylenol or ibuprofen for the pain, because she said he may be a little sore from the shot.
Right.
Yeah. And so right now he's in his comfy chair, fast asleep.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
sorry,
but
in pain.
Yeah. I wouldn't know if he's in pain or not, but I just give him the medicine, and I just like little children, he spit it out. So now I have to find another way to give it to him.
Can you crush it up?
Well, I guess so. She didn't say I couldn't. So what I'll do, I'll crush it up and put it into, maybe some apple sauce or something. Because she said he can have apples.
Or in his dog food, can he eat, his regular food?
Well, right now I don't give him wet food. He's only on hard food. So I gave him soft food once or twice, but he would eat the soft food and wouldn't eat the hard food, and the hard food is what cleans his teeth.
Okay.
Yeah, the soft food is not good for the teeth. So she told me to continue giving him the hard food because his teeth are beautiful, they're nice and clean, they're not yellow and all of that, So I was happy for that report.
That's great.
Yes.
Put it in his water, something. He drinks water, right?
Well, if it tastes bitter, he won't drink it. He's a smart little one, He knows when I'm giving him something different. Yeah, he will not take it. I open his mouth and try to put that pill in there, and he just spit that pill out. I was like, how could you do that? I'm going to crush it up and put it in applesauce because the applesauce is a little sweet.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, he might need that, so that's good. Want him to take his medicine.
Because, it would help his, the pain. It's like when you get the flu shot and then you get that soreness there afterwards. Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yes. I felt so bad. But then, like some dogs, they be like fussy and thing. He wasn't. Mm-hmm. He just, after she gave him the shots and she gave him back to me. And he just, laid in my arms. And so I was like, I was feeling so thin because, that's what babies do after they get them needles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll be okay. It's better he has the shot than not to have them.
Yeah, at least he's protected right now.
Holy God, I didn't even know that, taking a dog to the doctor is so expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Just the visit visit alone, today's visit, was like over $600 and something.
How much?
Over 600.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. They charge you for everything.
The vet.
I mean everything. I mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, can't you get insurance for him or something?
Yeah, I'm going. I have State Farm, so I'm going to go.
That would alleviate some of the costs, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, right now I have care credit for him.
Uh huh.
But I still need the insurance. God forbid if you know he has to have surgery and whatnot.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I State Farm, when they told me that I can come and take out insurance on him, and it only costs maybe like $10-$20 a month. So I said, hey, it's better than spending thousands of dollars.
Right. That's good. You can get that though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I always had State Farm, you know, because I have that for, like, insurance on my apartment, insurance, you know, life insurance and stuff like that.
Right, right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So now that they have pet insurance, so I'll get the pet insurance on here, on Chico.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. You have to, because... You know, you have to take care of them just like because they're your children now. I mean,
you
your child.
Know.
Yeah.
Your pet anyway. Yeah.
Children are expensive. Everything you got to buy. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's good he's resting, so.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to play out a selection and after that. Then I'll have to go and take care of me.
Okay.
Yeah, the legs are, you know, they're swollen like elephant legs.
What?
Yeah, and I can't find my compression socks. They're in here somewhere. I just can't find them yet, you know, because they do help me, you know, when I'm sitting and when I'm... When I'm in bed, because they have the ones I have, you can sleep in them.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then you know my with my bed, you know I can raise the foot of my bed. So that's I had to do that last night because they were hurting me so bad. You know they felt like they wanted to burst.
What?
Yeah, that's how bad the swelling does get. And every one of my medications, like I said, you know, the side effect is swollen legs and ankles.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
And I take 5 pills a day. 5 of them. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I try to move around a lot so that I don't. You know, so that they won't swell, but then they hurt too bad. I have to sit down. Yeah. But anyway, you have a wonderful night. Stay warm.
Thank
Hope
you.
Hope you don't have to go out tomorrow evening because the storm is coming.
Yeah, I heard. I might have to do something Friday, but I have to see how this weather is because they said Friday is going to be messy too.
Oh, yeah. Both days, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And they say
I gotta see,
2 to 2.5 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain.
Yes, it is.
Well,
yes, it is.
I said at least it's not snow.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yet, not yet.
Not yet. Well, even if we it, you know, with the rain, it'll melt.
Right, right. Well, I hope you don't have to go out.
Oh, no, that's why I did everything today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You know, whatever food shopping and things I had to do, I did all of that this week before the weather gets bad.
Very good. Very good. So So God willing, I'll be talking with you. Today is Wednesday. I guess Sunday. So Merry Christmas up until then.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses to you, too, and stay safe.
Thank you. You, too. And okay. Be well. Here.
Oh, thank you. I need it. Keep me in prayer tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Always. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much, because I need all I can get.
I know.
I ain't going to tell nobody. Oh, I don't need prayer. Yes, I do.
Pray for me, too.
I surely do. But
okay.
All of our members in
thank you.
House of the Lord and all the everybody I know. I even pray for my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
me
what the
too. I do.
Say.
I
pray
do that
one
too.
For another. And that's what right. We have to do. Well, I love you, and God bless you, and have a good evening.
You too. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom. And on that note, we are all belongs to you by the Wiki Tones. Night, everybody.
Belongs to you. I can't help but want you. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.